At the new Founders Trading Post store, we're focused on making you the wisest crusader in all of Crusader Land. Now, to help you with that, we've got great deals on autographed Joseph Pierce books, including the new biography of J.R.R. Tolkien, plus rotating $5 sales on my CD features and DVD movies like The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence. To see all the incredible sales and shop where your purchase benefits our crusade, not the rainbow flag waver that Amazon or eBay, go to mikechurch.com/shop or call us 844-527-8723.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, May 22nd, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trading Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, Capuchin Dark Roast, in whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a crusader with a fresh brewed cup of Capuchin Dark Roast coffee, available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. They stuffed the ballot box in Philly and got caught. The man who was the filmer in the Ahmaud Arbery case gets time in the back of a squad car, and no more women leading the prayers at a city council meeting in a small Texas town. A former judge of elections in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, has been charged and pleaded guilty to illegally adding votes for Democrat candidates in judicial races in 2014, 2015, and 2016. On Thursday, the Department of Justice announced charges against former judge of elections Dominic DeMuro, 73, for stuffing the ballot box for Democrats in exchange for payment being paid by a political consultant. The charges and guilty plea include conspiracy to deprive Philadelphia voters of their civil rights by fraudulently stuffing the ballot boxes for specific Democrat candidates in the 2014, 2015, and 2016 primary elections and a violation of the Travel Act. The Trump administration's prosecution of election fraud stands in stark contrast to the total failure of the Obama Justice Department to enforce these laws. Public Interest Legal Foundation President Christian Adams said in a statement, "Right now, other federal prosecutors are aware of cases of double voting in federal elections, as well as non-citizen voting. Attorney General William Barr should prompt those other offices to do their duty and prosecute known election crimes." William Roddy Bryan Jr., the man who recorded the deadly February shooting of Georgia jogger Ahmaud Arbery, has been arrested on charges of felony murder and criminal attempt to commit false imprisonment, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation announced Thursday night. Bryan will be booked into the Glynn County Jail. The death of Arbery, an unarmed black man, was thrust into the national spotlight after cell phone video recorded by Bryan surfaced on social media, prompting an outrage against local law enforcement. For over 10 weeks after the February 23rd shooting, the investigation idled as the Glynn County Police Department largely looked the other way, critics said. Calls for justice grew after the video was leaked. Bryan, the 50-year-old neighbor of Gregory and Travis McMichael, a white father and son accused of murdering Arbery, has changed his story multiple times since the video of the shooting came out. However, he has always maintained his innocence. Quote of the day, "You must ask God to give you power to fight against the sin of pride, which is your greatest enemy, the root of all that is evil and the failure of all that is good. For God resists the proud." St. Vincent de Paul. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was considered among the greatest scholars of the medieval era. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that laypeople can arm themselves with truth in the fight against the evil that is Neo-Darwinism. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. And right now, your first two episodes are free. Order now at crusadechannel.com/Adam.
Our saint of the day is Saint Ives. He was born on the 23rd of December, 1115. He was a bishop of Chartres, France, from 1090 until his death, and an important canonist during the investiture crisis. Ives is claimed to have studied at the Abbey of Bec in Normandy under Lanfranc of Canterbury, where he would have met St. Anselm of Canterbury, the great scholastic theologian. In 1067, or not much later, he became at the desire of his bishop, prior of the canons of St. Quentin at Beauvais. As bishop of Chartres and canonist, he contended strongly against simony and opposed King Philip I of France's repudiation of his wife Bertha of Holland in order to marry Bertrade of Anjou in 1092. Ives was briefly imprisoned for this opposition. Three extensive canonical works are attributed to him. During his episcopacy, he wrote the majority of his work, for which he later became famous, and he was considered among the greatest scholars of the medieval era. His liturgical feast is observed on the 23rd of May, and it's not known whether or when he was canonized. Hundreds of protesters joined barbers and hairdressers giving free haircuts outside the Michigan Capitol Wednesday in defiance of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's coronavirus stay-at-home order. The demonstration, organized by the Michigan Conservative Coalition and dubbed Operation Haircut, attracted about 300 people who opposed the measures Whitmer imposed to slow the spread of COVID-19. "I will not stand down," declared Carl Mankey. He's a 77-year-old barber who was among about a dozen groomers offering free haircuts at the demonstration. Mankey gained national recognition after reopening his shop in Owosso earlier this month. He was cited twice and had his license suspended by regulators last week after refusing to close. Seven barbers or hairdressers were cited for disorderly conduct after refusing to stop cutting hair at the demonstration. Michigan State Police said the cases were referred to the state attorney general. The penalty was a misdemeanor punishable by up to 90 days in jail and a $500 fine, or both. The mayor of a small city in Texas said that women should not be allowed to lead the prayers at public meetings of the city council, pointing to two verses in the Bible that he says were meant to be taken literally. In an email Sunday to fellow Wiley City Council member Jeff Forrester, Mayor Eric Hoag urged that a male be chosen to lead the prayers at the next meeting on Tuesday. "All I ask is that those leading the public prayer be young men," Hoag, who is currently serving his last term as mayor after 12 years, wrote. "As a preacher for the Cottonwood Church of Christ, we take the two verses below literally." Hoag went on to cite a passage from 1 Corinthians that, according to his email, says, "Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church." He cited another passage from 1 Timothy that said, "Let the women learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence." The contents of the email, which Forrester says was released through an open records request, was posted on several Facebook pages related to Hoag's politics, as well as to the page of the church he belongs to. "I believe a lady can be president of the United States. I believe a lady can be CEO of a company, the superintendent of school district. But I believe, and this is me, when it comes to picking somebody to lead the invocation at a city council meeting, because of those two sets of verses, I'm going to choose a male." Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.